This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host.
Hey, everybody. You are listening to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and it's so good to have you with us today. The sun is shining. It is still summertime, and I hope that you're enjoying it as much as I am. We have so much going on here at Working Mother, and we love sharing it all with you. There are so many inspirational stories that we get on a daily basis from so many moms who are out there living these purpose-driven lives and really getting things done and setting great examples for their kids. And I want to dive right into this one because I am so When I first learned about what Ashley Hunter Riley is doing, I was just so inspired, and I'm hoping to bring that to you today too. So, Ashley, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Now, you founded a nonprofit called Fit Kids. Before we talk about what Fit Kids actually does, explain to me what caused you to take the initiative to start a nonprofit.
Yeah, well, it's this is one of my favorite topics, so thank you for asking. Fit Kids is about 5.5 years old, and the idea came from this really simple realization that so many kids don't have opportunities to be active and play sports. I am a very busy mom of 4 kids who love playing sports. I grew up playing sports, and it just struck a chord with me that not everybody had the same opportunities, and it's not that I thought everybody needed to be an Olympic athlete, but sports brings so many different benefits to people, whether it's physical, mental, social, emotional. I just really felt like everybody needed that opportunity and read an article in a local magazine about some nonprofits that were helping kids play sports. And I thought, that is really cool. I can definitely do something about it myself. And started spending some time in a local community with kids who didn't have access to after-school sports programs for lots of reasons. It might be because they're too expensive. It might be because they didn't have programs available in their community, and these were also kids who had limited opportunities to just be active because PE might be only once a week, and they might not have safe neighborhoods or parks to play in the after-school hours. And I found that I was helping and making a big impact by going over there and providing opportunities for kids to be active, and so Fit Kids was born. I'd never started a nonprofit before, but did some research online and applied for our 501c3 status. It took a while, but we got it. And so here we are 5.5 years later with a great program. We're essentially doing the same thing that we did when I started it 5.5 years ago.
That is amazing. Now, let's talk about the need that you saw and that it needed to be filled, because I think that a lot of people are not in a space where they're seeing, you know, and experiencing this particular issue. You know, we have had so many budget cuts and when it comes to education, and one of the first things to go is usually physical education.
Yeah.
And so in the public school systems, you aren't always looking at, you know, like when we were kids, or when I was a kid anyway, it was something that was just a part of the curriculum. And, you know, you went out and you did PE, but that's not the case so much anymore. It has dwindled significantly, yeah?
It has dwindled significantly, and there might be a state mandate for a certain amount of the school day spent with doing PE or physical activity, but if schools don't have money to pay for PE teachers or pay for equipment, it isn't going to happen. And we found that at most of the schools we worked with, kids had very limited PE opportunities. And then in the after-school hours, they stayed at school until their parents picked them up more in the evening, and they didn't have opportunities to be active in the after-school hours either. So while Fit Kids really started with the goal of getting kids to play sports, what I soon found was kids really just need opportunities to be active and to build the skills, their physical skills like speed, strength, and agility that would help them get into sports when they maybe had those opportunities later in life.
Well, and you know, some of this kind of astounds me, because if you've ever been around a kid, like, I mean, I live with 2 kids. I'm a mom, and
yeah,
they need physical activity. They can't think straight if they don't get physical activity. They truly can't.
True. And it's not for so many reasons they need it.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem to me like something that should even be optional. If you're dealing with children, you must incorporate physical activity into their lives. And the fact that we haven't prioritize this is just shameful to me. And I'm so glad that we have people like you who are not just standing for it and not just allowing that to go by.
youth sports are really expensive. That's kind of been in the news a lot, just how expensive youth sports are. So even for the kids where that's just going to cost too much money, they still need these opportunities to be active. But if they don't have parents available to play, or they don't have safe parks or streets to ride bikes in, they don't have that opportunity.
Absolutely. So we're going to come back and talk more about what it is that you are doing at Fit Kids right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. We are listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.